Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 11th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Therapy for atrial fibrillation in patients with drug-eluting stents. This multi-center, randomized, open-label, non-inferiority trial in South Korea investigated non-vitamin K antagonist oral anticoagulant monotherapy compared to combination therapy. The study enrolled patients with atrial fibrillation who had received a drug-eluting stent at least 1 year prior. This research aims to provide crucial data to guide antithrombotic management after drug-eluting stent implantation in patients with atrial fibrillation, addressing current limitations in evidence-based guidelines. The primary objective is to determine if non-vitamin K antagonist oral anticoagulant monotherapy is non-inferior to combination therapy for these specific patients. Article number 2, safety of using risk stratification along with high sensitivity cardiac troponin in the emergency department, a secondary analysis. This study conducted a secondary analysis to evaluate the effectiveness and safety of risk stratification using high sensitivity cardiac troponin in the emergency department. While high sensitivity cardiac troponin pathways are known to reduce length of stay and hospital admissions for myocardial infarction rule-out, this research aimed to confirm these benefits across low and intermediate risk patients. It also sought to ascertain if patients discharged were accurately identified as having a low risk of future cardiovascular events, thereby ensuring patient safety and appropriate resource utilization. Article number 3. Placental malperfusion is associated with adverse outcomes in congenital heart disease and with genetic variants in placental developmental pathways. This study investigated the impact of placental malperfusion on outcomes in fetuses diagnosed with congenital heart disease. It aimed to determine if congenital heart disease fetuses with placental malperfusion experience adverse outcomes and exhibit genomic variations in shared vascular or placental developmental pathways. This research contributes to understanding the complex interplay between placental health and fetal cardiac development, potentially identifying novel risk factors and mechanisms. This foundational work could lead to improved risk stratification and targeted interventions for congenital heart disease. Article number 4. Using transmitral pressure gradients and residual mitral regurgitation to optimize outcome after transcatheter edge-to-edge repair. This study aimed to clarify the clinical significance of both mitral regurgitation reduction and transmitral mean pressure gradient elevation following mitral transcatheter edge-to-edge repair. Researchers evaluated 2,360 patients with functional mitral regurgitation using post-discharge echocardiography. The objective was to understand the relationship between transmitral mean pressure gradient and patient outcomes, addressing a controversial area in post-procedural management. This research is crucial for optimizing procedural goals and improving patient selection to enhance long-term results after mitral transcatheter edge-to-edge repair. Article number 5. Computed tomography angiography or standard care after left main PCI. The PULSE trial, a prospective, multi-center, open-label randomized study, investigated the clinical benefit of routine coronary computed tomography angiography following percutaneous coronary intervention for unprotected left main disease. Enrolling 606 patients treated with second-generation drug-eluting stents, the study aimed to compare coronary computed tomography angiography-guided follow-up against symptoms or ischemia-driven care. This research seeks to clarify whether routine imaging improves clinical outcomes, providing valuable evidence for optimal post-percutaneous coronary intervention surveillance protocols in this high-risk population. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.